Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And today would be a great day to share. The best way to pick up the stream is, and the fastest way, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, I would say wow. I got nothing but sunshine out my window, and that is a change for Sunday mornings for some time here. So let's get everybody involved, as always, but kind of in the reflected sunlight at the moment, keeping everything in order. Where Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Perfect day for palm trees and Palm Sunday, as a matter of fact. Unfortunately, I think I left my palm in my car. I was going to bring it in to wave around during the show.
Well, and I was gonna bring mine into my office here. I still have my two palm fronds that You know, we're all zooming in today. We're not in the studio, you guys. And so we can see each other on the screen. So we have a comedian.
And we can hear some people giggling, too.
I have a big flat palm facing the hand facing me. Doctor, we have a comedian fooling around with us here on the screen. So since he's talking with his hands, we better get everybody at the table here, Nathan. So before we go on with our discussion, it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, and he's the big palm. Now he's got two of them up there. Oh, Nathan's joining the club, so Palm Sunday. Now, Nathan, this is a religious holiday. Are we supposed to be fooling around? But anyway, Linda Rasmussen is also here. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dr. Nils.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I was just about to say that I was going to bring my palm fronds into my office so I could show Nathan. I don't know how many years old they are, but the last time we did the show on Palm Sunday that I was in the studio, and Nathan, you brought me some palm fronds from the Palm Sunday celebration at your church. But they're a little old.
Yeah, and, they do get old quickly. I mean, by this time, those palms should be ashes.
Well, they're very dry, and they could use a replacement. So, you know, keep your eyes out, because you could bring me some more palm fronds.
But, well, that's actually what they do with the palms is for Ash Wednesday. They take last year's palms, and then they burn them into ashes for that time of year.
Okay. All right. All right. So, obviously, you're not able to make it to church before, you know, your day here on Sunday. So I think do you go Saturday night? I don't know.
Either Saturday or Sunday evenings.
Ah, okay. And how are you? You know, what just flashed at me is I would think, because I think you've always, it's been kind of a family thing for you at church, hasn't it? And your folks, but your folks picked up and moved. They're worse than Dr. Nell's. They went all the way to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on your own out here. Are you still, you know, being able to get to church and everything, even though your family's not around?
Oh, yeah, I'm still doing that. I serve in the music ministries at our church, too, so I go down there and volunteer. I'm either running sound or playing keyboards and synth and stuff like that, which I'll actually be doing for our Easter Vigil Mass. I'll be playing keyboards there.
Usually
I'm just running sound, though.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're involved with the church. And then, of course, we know that Stacy sometimes goes to the same church that you do, and she usually always does service early on Sunday. So have you run into Stacy lately?
No. In fact, when I said I sometimes go on Sunday evenings, I'll be going down the church Stacy actually goes to, because she goes to St. Anthony's and I go to St. Stephen's. But she just goes in the morning on Sundays, so when I go in the evening, I don't see her. I'm hoping one day maybe I'll just run into her one day when she decides she wants to go to the evening service.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, we need to talk about Stacy, even though, and you might realize that since we're not in the studio, Stacy is not in with us today. And if Stacy can come in, then Linda and I come into the studio. But if Stacy's not there, then Nathan has to do double duty and do the phones too. So it's easiest if we aren't in the studio. At any rate, she has a good reason for not being here this weekend, because this is her birthday weekend. So yesterday was her official birthday, but she's celebrating it today, and she's having a golf weekend, because how wonderful is it that the sun came out on Stacy's birthday weekend? So I think she was saying, yep, she was watching the Masters yesterday. She's got a tea time today, probably in the afternoon. So Stacy, if you're listening, the Jingle Cats are for you. All righty. So we all say happy birthday to Stacy. And
happy birthday.
So Stacy, if you're out there, Zoom in with us or just pick up the phone and call us, and so we can personally wish you happy birthday and check on those little Frenchies. And since she's not here with us, I'm assuming, Dr. Nils, that Bags and Tank, her little Frenchies, are probably doing well and maybe don't need a tune-up this month. But
I haven't heard anything from her lately, so I go on the no news is good news approach. And by the way, the odds are that some other listeners are having a birthday today, too, so happy birthday to you as well.
Ah. Yes. Is this some other listeners, you said? Is this anyone that we should be mentioning, or are we just...
No.
You're just sending a private message to somebody special?
No. If you have a classroom with 30 kids in it, chances are there'll be...
Somebody you're just saying somebody else out there has a birthday, too. Okay. All right. I didn't know if we're speaking of someone specific, and I spaced somebody's birthday, I should have remembered.
No.
We're just generally. So we're just saying happy birthday to anybody out there that it's their birthday. Well, it works for me.
And according to my Facebook, I got 3 friends on Facebook that have birthdays today. So happy birthday to those 3.
All right. Okay. Well, let's just cover all the bases and get our obligations. Happy birthday, everybody. And happy Palm Sunday. I don't know. Does anybody celebrate anything else that we want to throw into the mix here right now?
A nice day. That's what I'm celebrating.
Yeah. I'm celebrating a beautiful day.
Oh. I have something huge. I probably should save it until after we officially start the show. But I gotta say, hot dog and hallelujah! Well, probably should be hot cats and hallelujah. You haven't heard me, you know, starting the show. I can't even remember the last time I mentioned any good animal TV. But I got to tell you, I got home after I did a long session yesterday. I got home and flipped on the TV, see what's going on. Hoo-hoo! Jackson Galaxy's back. Animal Planet. There was a marathon of his shows all Saturday evening last night. So Jackson Galaxy, the most incredible feline cat behavior therapist on the planet. I am just so amazed. He's so good. He's back. My Cat from Hell is the name of his show. And oh my gosh, he takes on the worst of the worst cases, and he's absolutely brilliant. And they were running a marathon of shows last night, and I watched as many as I could. Most of them I had seen, one I had not. And, man, I had a big flash, Dr. Nels, last night. Because he is so good with cats. But the I saw the talking about the episode that ran last night on Animal Planet at 9:30 Pacific time, and then the one that followed after that, I think at 10. In the cases, they, you know, were extremely, I think, aggressive cats with serious issues and a history of problems. And Jackson Galaxy, Dr. Nels, several times in those two shows mentioned, you know, in an episode like that messes with the nervous system, and then they're all yada, yada, yada. And so he kind of has the nervous system connection to past trauma because he mentioned it, but not in the way that you describe it, as, you know, when our animal friends have a traumatic experience, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism.
Right.
And then they're always reacting from that point, so they can't respond to current things appropriately. Well, he mentioned fight flight a lot and the nervous system, you know, and I'm thinking, oh man, you know, with one of the cases, the aggression was so severe. Well, I'm sure the cat had Pleckner syndrome too, but was so severe that he had to go straight to psychotropic drugs to save this cat. Now, it did work with this cat and everything else that he does, but it occurred to me watching these shows, man, I wonder if there's a way for Dr. Nels to figure out a connection there. Because if he knew about you and what you do, man, could you help speed up some of the improvement with these cats? And because pretty much all the ones he deals with, I'm sure, you know, have stuck nervous systems. And you could be straightening them out and keeping them in balance that way. And, of course, teaching everybody how to do it. So when I was thinking about it, I also have to say that, you know, Jackson's been around now for a number of years and is very popular. And, oh, I don't know how many years ago it was. I know it was, well, Kathy was call screening for us. And I think it was before the pandemic. So I lose track of time. So, I mean, it's got to be more than maybe 5, maybe 7 years ago. I don't know, but he came out to Seattle. I did my best to try to contact him. And I did get some information to him. I was able to meet him when he was here, but you know, I couldn't make that connection. It wasn't there. But I'm wondering if maybe there might be a way for you to make a connection, so he could find out about it. But anyway, I'm just planting that seed. You know, because if you got time, you're better at me on the internet and contacting and all of that sort of thing. But if you could come up for a way to get a seed planted with Jackson on your neuroenergetic balancing, I think it would be phenomenal. Yeah. It's just a matter of how do you get to him, and I don't know that. Right. So.
Well, you never know. You know, we got to contact Kevin Bacon because he's not that far from anybody. So,
oh, okay. I know who he is.
Maybe that's how we go.
Yeah, Kira Sedgwick, isn't he married? He's married to
Kevin Bacon. You know.
Yeah, he's the footloose guy, right?
Yeah, the footloose guy. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. The thing is he seems to be connected to everybody in the world by, you know, you can name 6 people and get to him.
I see. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Well, anyway, yeah, work your thing, magic, yeah. And I think you need to connect with Jackson, or Jackson needs to connect with you.
All right.
All righty then. So I guess we kind of slid right by it, but holy mackerel, it is a spectacularly gorgeous weekend here in the great Pacific Northwest. And I've got nothing but blue sky and sunshine. We already had a little chuckle that working with Linda today, when you call in for a treatment, will be easy because it won't be hard to think of the sky is blue, because the sky is blue. But I'll tell you what, it's getting cold up here at night. Nathan and Linda, are you guys getting cold? I mean, it was almost frosty last night, and we had a frost warning on our weather stuff this weekend that it was going to go down to freezing, maybe. And I was almost frosty this morning. Have you guys been cold at night?
Well, I've been cold, but not frosty. I had my first softball game of the season on Friday night, and it was the later game, so we were heading into the evening, and the sun was down, and it was getting quite chilly out there. We had to put on our sweatshirts whenever we went onto the field.
Okay. What about you, Linda? Has it been cold down?
It's not been anywhere near frosty. It's just, cold, like in the 40s. I think being near the marine air, we are not going to get as cold as you are where in your location. So, it's spring, so it changes all the time.
What about you, Dr. Nils? Are you warm or cold in Idaho?
Well,
or
we
both?
We are on the fence right now, and we did get down to freezing last night. I went out to get some water for my chickens from the garden faucet, and it's got all these hoses connected up to it. And so the hose that I use for filling buckets, when I turned it on, it kind of choked for a while because it had some ice in it. So, yeah.
You've been just Mr. Snowman over there.
Yeah, well, fortunately, no snow, thank goodness.
So, been it warm enough over there that the snow you had has gone away, or do you still have snow on the ground?
I don't see snow anywhere around my house. For a long time, it was hiding in the woods across the street because it's on a north-facing slope and shaded by the trees as well. But even that's gone now.
Okay. And do you feel like you're done with winter in your area?
I would like to say yes. we're putting in the garden. So yeah, we're hoping that we are done with winter.
Yeah, I was thinking we're done here and getting ready to put some stuff out. And then these last two nights happened and it almost froze. It's like, okay, a little too soon. I got a little too eager, so I'll have to wait a little bit. But and I think, Nathan, don't we have, from all the weather reports I've seen, this is supposed to continue all week. So it means that I'm really going to dry out and get some great mowing, catching up mowing, because my grass is has really been growing. You know, when the sun comes out and there rains a lot and the sun, well, in the springtime, my grass grows like crazy. So I've got to get out and get caught up. And but I don't have to race and do it after the show today and try to sneak it in, because we've got a whole week of dryness. So I can really let it dry out well before I mow it. So I'm excited about that.
Definitely not like last week where we were trying to get it, you're mowing in whenever we could. But I was actually thinking about that on my way over here. It's like, Martha's going to have a fine time mowing this week. You can pretty much pick whatever time or day you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. So that's great. And there's nothing interfering. It looks like all the way through the week.
No, the only thing that's going to affect anything is you might see a little pillowy cloud in the sky at some points. But for the most part, throughout the week, it's going to be mostly sunny to completely sunny skies. And daytime highs very mild at around the mid-60s and approaching up to 60s sometimes.
Oh, fantastic. All right, then I'd say we're almost caught up here. I don't know, there's something weird going on with the hummingbirds and stuff. I told you, I think, was it 2 weeks ago that, Rufus hummingbirds were coming in, and I had a male come in, and then I had a female come in, and I was just waiting for more and all of that, and then they've sort of disappeared. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they disappeared.
do you have any hummers at your place, Linda?
They're very few and far between right now. I think it has something to do with nesting.
It's just kind of strange. I know, and my frogs are coming and going. The frogs are out full speed and all of that until these last two nights, and they were going to town when I got home last night. But there's not a sound to be heard. Once they're fully awake for the spring, then they're frogging and sounding all 24/7 all the time, and there's not a peep out of anybody out there. I think the freezing temperature sent them all back to bed. So things are still getting
our
rolling.
Our frogs must be hardier than yours because they were chirping all night long.
Well, mine were awake until it got so cold, and then back to bed they went. So we'll see if they I'm sure they'll be back out again tonight. It doesn't seem to be sending them away for more than a day. But anyway, we can be really thrilled with the sun and all of that. I don't think there's a hopefully we have folks out there that want to call in for free remote treatments for themselves or their animal friends. And Nathan, did you have something going on?
Oh, I was just going to mention no hummers for me, but the other day I was getting out of bed and then looking out my back window, and on the fence was a beautiful stellar jay just perched right on the fence. I was going to quickly take a picture of it for you, but when that happened, it already had flown away.
The stellar jays actually have been quite active this week around me, which is unusual. But almost every morning I go out and I hear something going on with the jays, and that's kind of unusual. But I got ravens and jays in the area that are fairly active. I guess we can – it's okay to mention, and I'm wondering – it's so sunny, we might lose some folks to the sunshine, but hopefully all are comfortable staying with us in the morning, and because it's going to be a beautiful afternoon, and you can get out and work in the yard once it warms up a little bit, give the sun a chance to dry everything out. And have we got any sports interference, Nathan? Looks like maybe our phones are ringing. So that's a good sign, you guys, that that somebody's calling in.
Okay, I'm back here.
Alrighty, so
something
the only
about
sports, Dr. Nils, we're following right now is Stacy's not here, and she's our golf and basketball gal, but Nathan's the baseball guy. So I think if I heard correctly on the news, Nathan, you should be a little on the happy side because the Mariners are doing pretty good right
now. They are actually gaining a winning streak going on now instead of a bunch of losing streaks. They have won, I think, their past three or so games, and they won the series against the Astros, and they've already won series against the Rangers. Cal Raleigh, their catcher, now has the most home runs by any Mariners catcher. And got to thank the torpedo bat a little bit for that. Remember last week we were talking about the torpedo bat, which is a new style of bat that has been introduced to Major League Baseball. Well, the Mariners got their first shipment of them, and Cal Raleigh is one of them using it, and he's already had two home runs using that bat. So it's working
amazing.
Well for him.
Amazing. And you are, I think, at the Mariners games more often than you have been, sort of thing, for another reason. And we have been officially given permission to talk about it. If you notice, we didn't say anything last week because we were told to stuff it and we couldn't say anything until they figured out if it was okay. They decided we can talk about it. So Nathan, Dr. Nils and Linda, I don't know if you know. Do you know about his alter ego and his other personality these days?
I don't know that.
I heard it mentioned in perhaps a call with Martha.
Well, that big stomping sound will give you a little bit of a hint.
Well, you guys don't know about this because we talked about it before we went on the air. But Dr. Nils sometimes dips into the woo-woo stuff. And you've been working with Robin Alexis lately.
Yeah,
who is one of the most gifted woo-woo people I know. Anyway, you mentioned before the show that Robin told you something, right?
Yeah. She said that I have a Bigfoot looking out for me here on my property, that it's kind of self-appointed guardian. Now, I have not seen this Bigfoot, but as I was saying to you, the country in the back of my property is so rough back there that I went back there once with the dogs. And I mean, I'm only like, you know, a quarter mile from my house, and I was in fear of getting totally lost back there.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's probably great Bigfoot country.
All right. Well, you may not be seeing him because he might be over here. And so what you need to know is that you have, and actually on our screen here, you do have a Bigfoot overseeing you. Because guess what? What is it? Nathan Miller Lite has a new mascot. Is that what we call you?
Mascot? Yeah, mascot. We can call it that.
And so Nathan is now Bigfoot for Miller Lite. And so he and you should see him in his Bigfoot outfit. Is very cool. I think in telling the truth, I think Nathan, you probably shined and got that job because you're so tall. They needed somebody really tall to be Bigfoot, and so Nathan fills the bill. Anyway, so you're spending a lot of time, I think, down at the Mariners at the beer gardens and stuff, and interacting with everybody related to Miller Lite, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I got an email from work one day. They were saying that, oh, you know, we have a need for somebody to be our new Bigfoot for Miller Lite, and we know that you're tall because we see you walking around, so would you like to have the job? And I said, sure, sign me up. And then I became the Bigfoot for Miller Lite, which will be used for a bunch of social media and marketing promos and stuff like that. So the first time we did, we went down to the Olympia area and did a bunch of filming, so it'll be used for the Miller Lite social media pages. And then with one of our stations here, Movin' 92.5, we've been going down to the T-Mobile Park for the Sunday Mariners home games, where I would be Bigfoot and stomp around there and be taking photos with people and just interacting with fans and helping promote Miller Lite Independent before the games begin. Let me go ahead and share my screen here, too. That way I can pull up what's going on. I got the little Instagram reel so you can see everything that's happening with Miller Lite. So a lot of fun. Hang out with the DJ and pretend to be spinning the records, taking photos with people, and just hanging out and have a good time, jumping around, stomping, doing Bigfoot things.
Yeah, so if you see anybody that looks like that, Dr. Nils, it just might be Nathan.
I see. Yeah.
So maybe if you run into him, you could call him Nathan and maybe he'll be fine.
I think it's so amazing, do that. Too, that your last name is Miller. It just
it does.
Totally great.
The only thing that's wrong is I don't have big feet.
Yeah, well, I got pretty good size feet.
Mine are small for my height, I got to admit. Thankfully,
so
the costume
anyway,
makes
so
up for it.
Just so you know, Dr. Nils, you have a Bigfoot in your life and one that sits over you whenever you're here on Animal World. So I don't know how that plays in, but gosh, wouldn't it be fun if the first official, someone you know and can trust, really sees a Bigfoot? That could be Dr. Nils. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? Because don't you all want to believe in Bigfoot? Doesn't everybody want to believe in Bigfoot? That there's
so
something.
As long as Bigfoot's friendly, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly is fascinating, and I don't know, but anyway, we have the Miller Lite Bigfoot in the family now. So let's see. We've chatted way past our time. I think we better catch up with advertisers. Get back on schedule, then we need to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we can open up phone lines. And, Dr. Nils is here, and he works when you call in. He gets tuned into our animal friends and works on the animals, and then Linda does a session for you human animals, and that's what we'd like to spend our show doing today. So you can pick up your phone if you'd like to get in line, because once we take care of our advertisers and then do our prayers and affirmations, we can go straight to the phones. So local numbers, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers and Animal World continues with our prayers and affirmations, and we'll go to phone calls if anybody's out there, so let us know if you are. And Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Our sound, premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients, and the Whispering Dragon Healing Center is in her home now in Shoreline, and great access, lots of parking, such a gift to be in the presence of the gongs and so forth. And, you know, Linda and I both go in and work with Jude, and it just is an incredible experience. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And then, of course, we heard from Linda Rasmussen, and Vertical Energy Worldwide is her website where you can check her out. And Linda, you do the bioenergetic synchronization technique or best therapy and energy codes, and people can work with you in your office because you're local here, and in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. Or you also can work with folks remotely like we do here on the radio. Because this best therapy, the neuroenergetic balancing, it's an energetic healing thing. So there's no issue with distance, correct?
That's correct. I have people that I enjoy working with in Tokyo, in Poland, in San Francisco, lots of places.
Wow. So literally you have clients all over the world.
I do. Yeah.
All righty. And Dr. Nels is nodding his head. I bet you do too.
Oh, yes.
Because you guys do the same thing. Now, Dr. Nels, here on the show, Dr. Nels does the animals, but his private practice, you do mostly animals, but some humans as well. And Linda, you just do only the human animals.
That is correct.
Yeah. So if you are interested, Linda's website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her. I'll give you the number here shortly. And it's for new clients if she hasn't worked with you before. However, working with her on the radio here doesn't count. So even if you've called in, even if you call in today and get a session with Linda on the air, you can still call her after the show and get a free session privately, which is very cool. So write down this number. It's verticalenergyworldwide.com and Linda's number. You can call or text this number if you'd like to take advantage of that free session. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. I think before we get any more behind schedule, we can't go to the phones because we have to do our prayers and affirmations. We have not started the show yet. Oh, you say, oh, but Martha, it started a long time. No. The show does not start officially.
It even fooled me.
Yeah, fooled Nathan. He was ready to just carry away, but we could do that, except that show hasn't started yet. All right. If you haven't been here, the way we officially start the show, or I do, is by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that come from one member or the other of our animal world family here near or far and are chosen for their phenomenal life-transforming properties, and we share them with you. So, and both Linda and Dr. Nils have contributed affirmations to our pile here. So I'm going to get started with those. And participating is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and sending love around the world. You gotta, dancing's required when we love train at 10 and 11, but prayer and affirmations optional. I always think, what's wrong with that picture? Anyway, here we go. Starting with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Whew, alrighty. Now, for these seem extra special on this Palm Sunday, this is the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. I think we really need to focus on this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. We are spiritualized up with our prayers. Now we get to our affirmations. This first affirmation comes from me via my spiritual family. Ananda, it was an assignment to me years ago. Say this three times a day for a week. See what happens. Changed my life. I continue to do it. I share it with you as well. Here we go. I say each of these affirmations three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that when she works with one of you human animals to conclude her little session, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. Well, that's where this came from. And then a lot of you started doing it. And then everybody started calling me and saying, oh my gosh, it's changed my life. I started doing it, shifted everything for me. I continue to do it. We share it with you. And by the way, I get encouragement every once in a while. Somebody calls up and says, oh, I just found your show. Thank you for the affirmations. So for you folks, here it is. All right, this one is really powerful. And when I say abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind and your feelings the kind of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division, and is the affirmation I use every day to keep me and my animals kind of in the right frame of mind, and especially when I go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right, now this next affirmation comes from our woo-woo gal. That, of course, would be Natasha Venter at intuitiveclarifications.com. She's our medium, communicator, psychic stuff, and reader. She's in the third Sunday of the month. She'll be here next week. And I forgot to tell you that we will at some point honor Dr. Nils. One of the wonderful things he does is send out a newsletter once a month that's really fabulous with all kinds of great stuff. Well, if you're one of the ones that is privileged to get that newsletter, this might sound familiar. Okay. That's just a preview because we'll cover his newsletter sometime during the show. All righty. Here we go from Natasha. I use this for both me and my animal friends. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And alrighty, our last longer affirmation is again from my spiritual family. It is the Ananda International or Worldwide Warriors of Light affirmation. Boy, we need this one too, in our country as well as around the world. So, three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Alrighty. Now, to conclude this whole prayer and affirmation section, we go to Dr. Nels and his contribution and his favorite part. And this is the way we seat this, you know, for our spiritual energy today and lining up for the week. Cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. I always feel like, okay, we've done our work for the day. We're done. But apparently we are just beginning. So I think, Nathan, even though you were going to take us to the phones, I think we better catch up with advertisers, be done with that, so we can spend the rest of this hour, looks like, with Sam and Zena. So you guys hold on. We'll take care of our advertisers. Animal World, everybody, we're coming right back in. Phone calls are next, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I'm looking out the window. I'm looking at the out the window from the studio, and I'm saying, where are we? There is nothing but blue sky out there. Oh, and it's gorgeous. I mean, does everybody have spring fever? I bet Stacy does on the golf course. Happy birthday again, Stacy. All righty. Let's see. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter R-O, supplements.com. Check them all out on their website. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you can't find them in your store, they're all available on Amazon, NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, you'd need help with your animal friends, your dog friends. I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately and help you solve problems quickly. And I always do free telephone evaluations. So if you need help, pass my number, or you know anybody that does, give them my number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Don't call me now. I'm doing the radio show, but you can call me after the show. All righty. Let's see. We are, Nathan, all in order. We can go to the phones.
We are all set to take our first caller of the day. Sam in Seattle and her dog Zena will be joining us as well.
All right, Sam, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, and me.
Yes.
So how can we help you?
So I'm a repeat visitor.
I was going to say, I think you've called before, right?
Yeah. I've had a couple of sessions with Dr. Nels. So, and Linda as well, actually. And
okay, well, so you need to kind of catch us up so we're all on board with what's going on.
Now, okay.
So let's start with Zena. What kind of a dog is Zena?
She is a Chihuahua Yorkie I think. She's a little rescue. She's just a little over a year old. I haven't had her quite a year. She is a sweet, smart girl. She's very, very high energy. She loves other dogs, and she likes people if they're with a dog. However, she has some quirks which indicate to me that she has some anxiety issues and, you know, some significant fear. Very fearful of new people, certain noises. But it's mainly people, which manifests as just obsessive barking, like amped up, out of control barking, and hard to calm her down. So I'd like to, I just want to eliminate the fear.
Okay, now, and you said you have, you've called in before, did you say?
Yeah, when I first got her. We
and Dr. Nils has worked on her before, right?
Yes.
I remember that, but you know, I'd have to, you know, I'm getting older and I don't always remember the details, so I don't remember
a lot of the dogs, Martha.
Yeah,
a lot of animals, I should say. Yeah.
Well, you know, but I always had a great memory, so it's a little frustrating sometimes when some of that little stuff, you know, I'm like an elephant with a lot of things, but not with others anymore. But anyway, so. You know, have we talked much about her behavior on the air? And do you feel like Dr. Nils has done treatments on her? Do you think that's been helpful?
I definitely noticed a difference.
Great.
We've just done one on air.
One session. On air. Okay.
Yeah. And I noticed a big shift after that.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see what Dr. Nils has to say after, because he's got a connection with Zena. I can see you're already working on her, right, Dr. Nils?
Yes, I've got a good connection, and we're definitely on a fight or flight system here. Yes.
Okay. So there's obviously work to be done. Now. And the other thing that I can't remember if I told you this before or not, but the behavior you're describing in Zena, along with her breed, Chihuahua Yorkie type, and very reactive when, you know, she sees, whatever sets her off and all that barking, lunging, all that stuff. It is the most common problem, you know, as a dog trainer and behaviors that I see. It usually is pretty quick fix in terms of being able to control the reactive behavior and shut it down. And so I work in two steps. Well, I have to educate the owner, change the relationship, owner and dog. I have to take the power and shut everything down, give that power to you. And so the first step is we teach the dog that the reactive behavior is wrong. And then we teach them what's right. And if you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of almost anything. So then you have to change the way they feel about whatever they react to. Okay.
Right.
So that's the way I deal with it. Now, Dr. Nils and Linda are the best tools I have added to my toolbox in the last 20 years. Okay. Because they speed up the whole process. See, so I can come in with Dr. Nils working on her and straightening out her nervous system and help keeping that balanced. Then it makes my job of coming in and shutting down the reactive behavior. And then your job of moving forward and changing the way she feels about everything just works so much better. So it's really good. We're getting started with Nils here. But in my experience, in most cases, just the neuroenergetic balancing is not necessarily enough to really extinguish the reactive behavior. But every once in a while, I imagine it is. And Dr. Nils, you would have more experience actually than me, you know, with cases that I haven't worked with. So do you have reactive dogs like this that are cases that you've worked with that it actually goes away just with the neuroenergetic balancing?
Well, you know, I think I have helped a few with just the neuroenergetic balancing, but I will totally back you up on this. When we correct the nerve system issue and get that fight or flight system unstuck And then a wonderful person like you comes along and restores sanity to the whole relationship and the dog's understanding of what's really wanted. I mean, that's the knockout 1-2 punch thing. It's just absolutely the way to go.
Yeah, and I have to change the relationship between the owner and the dog because yes. Usually, especially with these little models, they're too cute for their own good, okay? And then we feel sorry for them and label them victims because they're rescues and there's probably all this awful stuff in their background. So we think of them as rescues. We just want to love them and make life wonderful for them, so we spoil the you-know-what out of them.
Yeah.
And when I see them, you got flaming, spoiled brats on your hands. And I got to come in and we have to – you got to understand, they come in dog suits. There's different genetic DNA coding that comes along with the physical body you're inside. And this is what dogs do. So they need leadership. They need to know that you are powerful and that they're safe because of your power. So we have to kind of stop the spoiling. We have to balance it with the leadership. So the dog can say, wow, I have the most powerful mom on the planet. She can even control me. So I'm safe if I just hang with mom and do what she says. So I'm not responsible. I can just relax and... calm down.
Yeah.
So that process probably going to have to happen, Sam, if you want to be completely successful in knocking all this stuff out with Xena.
I agree that it needs reinforcement. I do have some success distracting her with toys. Mm-hmm. But if she gets really amped up.
Yeah, that's not big enough to distract her.
I need to take it to the higher level here.
Well, all right, well, before
and
we...
I'll interject a little bit here, too, and that is my observation with a lot of people is that their timing to how they use their treats and toys and whatever often, unfortunately, reinforces the behavior instead of corrects it. So
I was worried about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've seen it over and over, and that's why I really like when somebody like Martha comes in and then, helps restore the timing so that it becomes, the dog is very clear about what's going on and who's the boss and how it all works.
Yeah.
And that I'm not rewarding her for guarding me.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen it. And it's like, oh man, how do you tell somebody that what they're doing is exactly the opposite of what needs to happen?
Yeah. No, you can be very direct with us.
So, all right. So
also we had this issue about her name, Warrior Princess.
Yeah, well, I know. Martha did suggest.
Did I tell you the Xena? That's what I was wondering. I probably told you the Xena Warrior Princess story.
Yeah, we might change the name. Yeah.
Yeah, because the cat owner, they changed the name to Venus and all the aggressive behavior went away, but it was a cat, not a dog, and different circumstances, but it did make a huge difference. All right. Now, I'm wondering, Sam, have you got a lot of time?
Yeah, I'm all yours.
Well, because I should have handed you off to Linda a few minutes ago, so we would have time for her to do a session with you. But we've been chatting here and about what's going on, and I've been hopeful that you have enough time so we don't have to rush a session with you and Linda, that we can, chat here, and Nels can be, he's still working on Xena, by the way. And then hold you over the top of the hour. You can love train with us, and then we would start with you right away after we start the 10 o'clock hour, and Linda could do her session with you then. Would that work for you?
Perfect. I appreciate it.
All right. So you will hold us. So let's, because we still have a minute or so. We've got another Carmen just got in line. But Carmen, you all have to do the top of the hour with us at Love Train, and then you'll be the first call after Sam in the next hour. But Dr. Nels, we've been chatting away about what's going on here. And with a lot of dogs that you'd work with on the air here, you would have been done with the treatment already, but you are still working. So is there a lot going on with our Xena? What's happening?
It's not so much a lot as when I get into a conversation, I don't move my hands around and do as many points.
Okay. So the conversation distracted you.
Slowed me down a little is all. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right then. So Sam, we're going to have you hold on through the top of the hour. We will bring Sam back just to start the next hour, and then Linda, you won't be rushed then to do a session with Sam. And then Carmen, hopefully you can be patient with us, and we will take you right away, and I'll do my very best not to fool around when we start the second hour. We'll get right to business. All righty, so that means we got to close out hour number one and fire up the love train. And remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come and pick you up. And we really need this. We got to send love all over the country, but especially all over the world, you know, to all of our friends and allies, Canada, Mexico, Greenland, Panama, Ukraine. I'll be sending my love everywhere you can think of and all these places. I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And let's think a good thought that my mind is working correctly. I stumbled through this last week, so and I've done that before. But at any rate, here we go. A yogi energization prayer to energize up the love train and all the love energy we send out. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, abide in me and us forever and forever. Om, peace, amen. We are ready to go, and we continue after the love train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Love train coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.